Superfans of the television series, Letterkenny, and Shoresy, had the opportunity to visit various filing locations throughout Greater Sudbury recently, with their adventure highlighted online. "This town has been really good to the town and good to us, and we're just kind of blown away that this is where we are today, considering it all started off as a bit of a COVID project in our basements recorded over Zoom," Matt Boulanger said in the first of five videos posted online by Discover Sudbury to highlight their adventure. This first video in the series is available here. The tourism leg of the city of Greater Sudbury invited the hosts of the Produce Stand podcast, a Letterkenny, Shoresy, themed podcast, to visit Nickel City recently. Both television programs are filmed in Greater Sudbury, with the podcast hosts visiting various filming locations during their tour of the area, including the Capriol Arena, where much of the show is filmed at a vacant ice pad currently leased for use as a film studio. "There are plenty of Greater Sudbury area sites and references peppered throughout Shoresy, which is not only filmed in the city but is also set there. Shoresy star Jared Kiso, pictured at center, is seen playing the television series namesake character during a Sudbury Blueberry Bulldogs game in a scene from the show. Image. File." The podcast hosts have also been publishing their own videos of the tour on their Instagram page, which is available by clicking here. Meanwhile, the third season of Shoresy is slated to premiere on Crave on May 24, when the first two episodes will be released. From there, new episodes will be released every Friday. The series follows the adventures of the Sudbury Blueberry Bulldogs hockey team and its titular character, Shoresy, played by Jared Kiso of Letterkenny fame. Kiso also created the show. In Season 3, Shoresy and the Sudbury Blueberry Bulldogs compete in the National Senior Tournament, facing off against teams from across Canada, like the Charlottetown Reds, Brooks Berylman, Vaughan Canadese, and Sue Hunt, according to a Bell Media release.